Live from CSUN 2010, I caught up with Jason Dean at LSNS. They sell a variety of different products, and I like to catch a few vendors like this just to find out kind of what's new out there. So you said, for one thing, you are selling the Pen Friend, a lot of folks like, right? You've got that here?
The Pen Friend is a wonderful new product for an audible voice labeling tool. It is one of the most innovative personal organizational systems that have come out in a long time.
Yeah, I own one. I love it.
Oh, and you do? Fantastic.
Yes.
What do you use it for? Just quick question. What's your favorite way of using it?
I don't know about favorite, but I use food. One of the ones that seems to get people's attention, I've got all this electronics and like 20 different little power supplies, little transformers, and I put the dots on top of that.
Okay. So you don't mix up the AC adapters?
Yeah, because you can fry a device, as I did with a modem quite a few years ago.
I know that feeling. Okay.
So that's very handy. I've also used it for food, food labeling.
Okay.
And CDs, what I do is I'll put a little Braille label that says what this CD or DVD is.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe in cases like my software, then I'll put the dot on there, and then I will go into greater detail.
Of the songs?
Or even like
tracks.
A Windows disc, I'll put like the product key. I will speak it into the show. That's just a few. And of course, we're waiting. I don't know the evolution of being able to do garments.
Well, that is something that is in R&D right now. And that is something that we've actually been in communication with them about, and it's something that is coming.
Well, very good. Let us know when that happens. But beyond that, you got some other products I'm not familiar with.
I'll crash course you on some new products that we started carrying. One is called the Wilson. The Wilson is a 59-minute digital recorder. It has play, pause, record, and delete. Those are the only buttons on it. And it's $19.95.
Oh, that's a good price, and that's...
But it's 59 minutes of record time, so it allows you to have up to 15-minute messages. Or excuse me, you have the maximum of a 15-minute message, but you can do that a few times within 59 minutes, or you can have lots of little messages.
How many individual messages? Because sometimes you just want very short ones, just a name and phone number or something. How many individual?
This wouldn't be used for that, unless it was a name or phone number for you to transcribe into a personal organizational tool.
So, okay, how many concurrent?
As many as you want within 59 minutes.
Okay, that's what I meant. Okay,
but this is a linear recording, which means message one, then message two, and you have to keep listening to the message. You can't skip over them.
Oh, you can't move.
So unlike the Olympus digital recorders, where you can fast forward over the different messages, this one is really meant for someone gives you a name and address or a phone number that you want to take a quick note of, or a teacher wants to send a note home with a child, or you want to leave a child cooking or an adult cooking instructions, like the pot roast is in the oven, set the oven to 350, timer for 40 minutes, take it out, baste it, etc.
Right, it's a basic recorder, but that's what a lot of people want, and for the price, you're not going to beat it. That sounds like a really
exactly.
good product.
You got it. So that's called the Wilson, $19.95, absolutely fantastic product. We have another new product, which a lot of people have requested. A lot of people wanted a talking, electric, atomic clock with a radio, and we've got it.
And what is this product called?
It's called the Talking Atomic Clock with Radio.
There you go.
Very snazzy. I know we dressed it up nicely, but it is a good clock. It has a good talking voice. It has a good radio reception, and the fact that it's atomic allows it to change for daylight savings time.
Right, or basically sync every day at 3 in the morning or whatever with that WWV station.
Out there in Colorado, yeah?
Yeah, very good.
Exactly.
What is the price on that?
We have two flavors. We have it with radio and without radio. And don't quote me 100% here. I'm doing 2,000 products from memory right now. But it is, I think, about $35 for the one with radio and about $25 for the one without the radio.
Oh, very good.
But they are electric, they are atomic, and they're very, very nice. Some other new products.
So they don't run on battery, right? So
they do not run on battery.
Right. So at least a good thing, electric, when the power comes back on, it automatically syncs at least within...
You got it.
By 3 a.m. the next morning.
Mm-hmm, you got it. It'll pick up that radio signal and reset the clock for you.
Okay.
It does have battery backup for the alarm and such. So
very good.
There
is
a little saving grace there. Yes, very much so.
Very good.
Let's see what else we have new.
Who makes that?
That's from overseas.
Okay.
So we'll just call that our friends from overseas.
There you go. Okay.
Are you interested in hearing any about hard of hearing products?
Yes, by all means.
Okay, we have a new product by Serene. It's called the CL65. It is a 50-plus decibel amplified phone with a very large, high-contrast keypad. The numbers have backtalk, so as you push them, they'll announce the numbers for you.
Oh, nice.
And it has plenty of one-touch speed dials. I'm going to hold it out here for one of your hands to feel.
Okay. It's a nice little portable.
It's a cordless phone, yes,
it's
sir.
A cordless. Does this speak any kind of caller ID information?
It does have talking caller ID.
Nice.
Now, talking caller IDs have type 1 and type 2 talking caller IDs. This one goes for the phone number versus the name. It does level 1 talking caller ID.
Okay, so you're not going to get the name?
Not right now. New revisions will come out in the future, but this is the newest blind, low vision, amplified, hard of hearing cordless phone that has just come out.
And these keys will speak. So as I dial a number, it will say 555,
exactly.
Whatever. It will
and even as you
that.
Push the memory buttons, it'll say the memory button locations too.
So is there menus to this that it speaks? Or?
It does have a menu button, and it does allow you to move through some different menus.
I mean, does it totally speak in there, or are there parts that maybe it doesn't? That's what I'm...
From what I've used and tested, it's a great speaking phone. It does the backtalk on the keypads. For the tone control going up and down, it does tell you the levels. For the speed dials, it also tells you what speed dial you're pushing.
Very good. And what's the price on this?
Good question. Let me... those run... There's three flavors. There's basic, there's middle, and then there's deluxe. Deluxe having the caller ID and the answering machine. The basic being just the back talk with the speed dials, and then the really basic unit, which is actually just more for a lower decibel amplified cordless phone with a keypad. They run from about $89 to about $170.
Okay, depending on which of the three models that
exactly.
you desire.
Exactly.
Okay. There'll be a lot of interest in that, certainly.
Okay. We have new templates. We have what we call clamshell templates, which is a letter writing guide with a solid back. I'm going to grab one for you.
Okay. And again, we were speaking with LS&S. You could have multiple. Nice, yeah,
this
it's great
for stationary.
It's just multiple lines here, multiple grooves.
It's so a letter writing guide.
Letter writing
like
guide. Right, so that I'm trying to delineate so the folks know it's not a signature guide. You can actually use this, and if you learn to write, it, 1, 2, 3, I'm trying to count them there, but there's quite a few. Very nice. How much is this?
This is a kit, and it's a low vision tool. And it comes with a letter writing guide, check writing guides, an envelope writing guide, and stationery guides, and it goes for about $25. But the key with this one is that it opens up like a clam, so that you can close the paper on top of it, keep it in one spot. And
right.
if you notice the thickness of the guide here, it allows you when you use a 2020 pen or a regular pen.
Yeah, it's not going to deviate. These aren't going to move on you,
exactly.
and you're not going to cross lines.
You got it. So this is a newer product.
It's called a clamshell because this opens up. It's like a folder, folks. It just kind of opens in half. Very nice.
We also have a new FM system called the Motiva. The Motiva is a personal FM system. So for this application, imagine a teacher giving a lecture to either college or into K-12, whatever you'd prefer, and you have a transmitter on the teacher, and the student would have their own personal receiver. That student would have hearing loss, and it will work with or without hearing aids. It will work with or without cochlear implants, so it does have the ability of connecting to a lot of different auditory devices. But the key with this one, I'm going to let you hold this quickly. The key with this particular receiver that is unlike most other FM systems is you have the teacher talking through the transmitter. You're holding the receiver here with an earphone going to your ear. It has a dial on the top of it that allows you to turn the teacher off, and then you can make it a personal amplifier for one-on-one or small group amplification.
So just to explain this to folks, it's about something like it would fit in your hand. You got a belt clip on the top left. You got a microphone, and you got two controls here. That he described, I guess, for adjusting the volume. There's an earphone jack on the far right.
Mm-hmm. And that's a microphone right there.
Right,
with
the microphone
windscreen.
On the left with a nice little windscreen on it.
So it becomes a personal amplifier on top of being an FM system.
How far will this travel?
Well, the FM system is meant for anywhere between 150 to 200 feet.
When I discover a classroom environment or
exactly.
in a home or something.
Yeah, or you look at a lecture hall on a college campus. It's meant to go a big distance.
Right. And what is the price of this?
These are $749 for the transmitter, the receiver, the lapel microphone, the earphones, everything you would need to have the system up right out of the box.
And who makes this?
This is made, this is called the Motiva. It's made by Williamson.
Well, okay, very good. Now, what was the first product you mentioned about the mobility tool that goes out 15 to 45 feet that you can use, I guess, for finding, you know, maybe if you have problems finding your home or a particular location that you're getting to?
Well, it's an orientation mobility tool. It's called the Step Here. Okay, I'm going to let you hold the piece that somebody that would be blind or visually impaired would use. It has three tactile buttons on the top. There's two circles, one with a single dot, one with a double dot, and one that has a triangle.
In the middle, yeah.
Yeah, the triangle is towards the bottom right. It has a Velcro wristband, or it can be used as a pendant around your neck. And go ahead and push in the triangle button, which is this button here.
Oh, push the wrong one.
And hold it in for a few seconds, and
I'll
let me know if it starts to vibrate for you.
There we go. It's vibrated once, okay.
Okay, the reason why it's vibrating a little bit and it's also giving you an audible beep is because it's letting you know that you're close to a transmitter.
So does it get faster or louder, or when it gets closer, how does it?
It increases its vibration frequency. It increases the beep frequency as you get closer. If you were to walk 20 feet away from here, it would literally stop doing anything. And then as you came back, it would start to go ahead and beep and vibrate for you.
Very good. So that's great for finding what otherwise may be a difficult landmark, or great. A teacher could take this and, right, working with a student so that they know when they're getting close to it as they're perfecting their skills.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, I see.
Now, go ahead and push one of the two buttons, and we'll see how loud the recording is. Do you hear the female voice?
Yeah.
Okay, the sound comes from where the transmitter's at.
Okay,
so that transmitter can be programmed in anybody's voice for, I think, about a 30 to 40 second message, and you have two messages that can be independently pushed by you, and you can listen to them as many times as you'd like. Here, I'm going to give you an elbow real quick.
Okay, I'm just going to get a little closer to the transmitter so folks can hear exactly what it says here. Okay.
And this was just used for example purposes. So I'm going to go ahead and direct you.
Okay, there you go.
I'm going to lift it up. And now push one of the buttons.
Kennedy Marshall High School. The security desk is straight ahead.
Now this unit, when you push that, can you see the vibration is increased?
Yeah.
Now it also sets off a strobe, and it's so everybody can hear it.
Very neat, very good. Right, so that others can hone in on it if you're traveling in a group or something.
Exactly.
Very good.
If we hold in the triangle again, it'll give you a double beep, double vibration, and it turns off.
Okay, right, so you know you've reached home. Okay.
Exactly.
How much is this?
This is a combination system, and the one transmitter and one receiver is $149.95, but you can a la carte the rest. You can buy additional receivers or additional transmitters based on what your needs are.
So does it still, come out about $75 a piece, or how does it?
It's right in there, and bear with me again without me looking up.
Right, but essentially for $149, and then you could add additional wrist units. So you can have multiple students,
you
or
can have multiple
you'd want multiple transmitters as well.
Exactly. And if you go to our website, which is www.lssproducts.com, and type in the word STEP here, it will pull up both the package and the combo, and then all the individual accessories for it.
Very good. Anything else you want to buy? You got a lot of cool stuff here.
Well, we mentioned the Pen Friend,
right?
Okay. And did I mention the Jensen clock yet?
Yeah, the atomic clock.
The atomic one I had mentioned.
But the Jensen is different, okay.
The Jensen's not atomic, but Jensen is a voice-controlled clock.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that. I posted, and we have something called the Socializer where we post new products, and I did mention the product, so okay. Talk about it.
Well, the Jensen clock is a user-independent clock. And what I mean by that is you, or the person that buys it, does not have to program it, kind of like drag and dictate. You need to customize the voice recognition to learn who you are. This one is different. This one has certain keywords that you memorize to trigger it. And you can use it, you can use your own voice to sit down and set the time, set the alarm type, whether you want to have the radio go off or if you wanted to, there are several different alarm sounds that come with it. The clock itself measures about 8 inches by 5 inches. It's got a brilliant blue 2-inch large display, that's on a black background, and it does have a built-in radio. And again, you can use your voice to set the time, set the alarm. I believe that you can set the date. I may have to follow up with you on that. I believe that you can.
Can you adjust the radio with your voice?
No.
No, okay.
No, the
just
radio,
for the clock, okay.
Yeah, the radio has a manual dial for the volume on the radio.
Okay.
It has a manual dial for changing stations.
Right.
Okay.
So no presets or anything, just radio basically.
This version, no. Okay. There's no presets.
All right.
Okay.
And how much is this Jensen unit?
I believe it's about $49.95. Again, probably best to refer to my website to get exact pricing on it.
Definitely.
Okay. And I talked to you about the Wilson already.
Right.
We talked to you about the PenFriend. We do have another hard of hearing product.
Okay.
It is an alarm clock. It does not speak. But what it has, I'm going to hold it in your hand, is it comes with a wireless doorbell button. A lot of people, don't push the button yet, a lot of people that wear hearing aids that take them out at night will miss common signals like their telephone or somebody at their door because they've taken their hearing aids out.
Right.
This unit is an alarm clock that has built-in strobe light at the top of it. And if you push the button,
you hear the doorbell, okay.
Oh, I just unplugged it. Yeah, what it does is allow somebody that takes hearing aids out at night to be properly alerted to somebody at their door. And it also is a nice loud alarm clock for them to wake up with in the morning. Now, we also sell a full variety of home alerting systems for the deaf, the hard of hearing, and the deaf blind.
So they would have like lights or
we have lights, we have
loud
pagers that can vibrate, we have extra loud horns, we have strobe lights, we can turn fans on and off to even blow on you if you don't like sound or if you don't have light perception. So a lot of different varieties of alerting systems with LSNS.
So is this like wireless technology?
A lot of it's wired.
So they can move it around certain elements. They can move to the room they're in at the time if they want, like you said, a fan to blow on them.
With an alerting system, you really want to buy the pieces for the locations that you best.
Got you.
So a bedroom, maybe an office, a kitchen, things along those lines. And if you're using sound and sound-based equipment, you can put them in centrally located positions so you get the most bang for your buck. You buy one audible horn that will be a horn for the doorbell, a horn for the telephone, but it'll do it in different patterns and you can hear it from many different places.
Right, so you can delineate which device is communicating. What about smoke detectors?
We have ones that will alert you to smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors.
That could be handy.
Yes, very much so. And we even have one units that are meant for the deafblind that will give you more of a Motorola-sized pager that you wear on your belt, and it will vibrate in different patterns to let a deafblind individual also be signaled to everything around their home.
Very good.
Okay. All right, let's take a gander here right now.
Okay.
We do have a new talking calculator, which is the new version talking. Let me grab it.
Okay. Yeah, how many of you remember the old ones? $395, the old Sharp.
The Sharp EL640, my friend. I remember that product
well. Oh, yes.
Yep. Now, this calculator is basically pretty much a desktop calculator.
A lot of controls. Is this scientific? I mean, it's got a lot of controls.
No, okay. This is basic.
This is basic, but it has very big buttons, so people will like that.
It's a 10-digit calculator. And what I want you to do is hear certain numbers.
I'll let you engage it so I can hold this and...
5, 5, 5, 7, 7, 7.
The reason I chose those, the number 5 and the number 7, is for this particular talking program, it actually finishes the word. It finishes the number, which makes it easier for the person to understand. Some talking calculators go too fast, and so it's always hard to hear the numbers. Now this one, I'm going to just go do a simple calculation.
5, 3, 2, equals 3, 1, 2, 7, 6, 2, 8.
So it has the ability of speaking in digits, or you can change it.
Yeah, I was going to ask, right, if you could.
3,127,628.
And when you get back to your office and you re-listen to this, you'll hear the talking quality even better than you probably are right now because of the ambient noise.
Exactly.
Now, one of the keys about this calculator, which makes people really like it, especially schools, is that it has a built-in earphone jack, comes with a double mini earphone with a volume control, that allows the person to have complete privacy. And the best part is, it's $22.95.
Wow, nice.
So unlike the EL640, I remember the EL640. And
yeah, you had to beg your teacher to play with it, yeah.
And I remember, do you remember the Seiko talking watches?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, I still have the occasional odd request for those products, too. Long time.
Definitely. Well, I'm going to refer folks to lssproducts.com to look at these and other great items, but it sounds like these are affordably priced, and that's what we really strive for at SeroTalk.com, is to let people know of affordable, accessible solutions, and it looks like you're doing that, so we wish you well, and maybe send some customers your way here to LS&S Group. Where are you located?
We are in Buffalo, New York, and we have a very well-trained customer service team that will take all the time necessary to even pull products from our warehouse to test them and try them and answer all of your questions. We really are a service-oriented company with great prices.
Well, very good. Thanks a lot, Jason Dean with LS&S Group. This is Michael Loff live at CSUN 2010 for the Sero Talk blog and podcast and Samnet Radio.